How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Fun Friday here on the show, and it's going to be so much fun that no one else is going to show up today. Lance is on the road, and Filthy Tom had some doctor's appointments. And so I'm going it alone today. And that means we're going to take your feedback. If you want to text us, I'll give you the numbers. Going to open up the phone lines later. Going to be a fun time. We got a lot of news to get into here today. And not the least of which is tonight's SmackDown is actually going to be a pretty gigantic show. If for no other reason, then this is the final SmackDown appearance of John Cena. His entire schedule is now out, and this is his last ever SmackDown. He's got three more episodes of Raw, because he's moving to the Raw brand. He's got a couple of other pay-per-view appearances, and then that's it. So we're going to tell you about John Cena's entire schedule here today, plus why tonight's SmackDown is so big otherwise. We've also got notes on Will Ospreay's neck surgery. And yes, believe it or not, Mike Tyson will be facing Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match. It's not pro wrestling, but it is. We've also got some updates on Dynamite and NXT, which are kind of newsworthy, actually, in terms of ratings. Update on the AAA creative team. Perhaps a little bit of news on the future of the WWE, I guess the historical archive of shows and where they might end up, and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos. You should get one this weekend. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Going solo today, so text me, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566, F4WOnline@gmail.com. And you can put stuff in the chat there as well, if you would like to. We got to start talking today about SmackDown and John Cena. So, this appears to be the schedule for John Cena. He has eight appearances left on this retirement tour. And those appear to be SmackDown tonight in Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. We've got Raw on September 15th in Springfield, Massachusetts. We got the WrestlePalooza show. We have got, that's September 20th, the November 10th and 17th episodes of Raw leading into the October 11th Crown Jewel. And then he will be at Survivor Series in San Diego, November 29th. And his final match will not be in Boston. It will be Saturday night's main event, Washington, D.C. on December 13th. I don't think Washington, D.C. has been officially announced yet, but I can mostly confirm that that's the idea. It's going to be Saturday night's main event in Washington, D.C., December 13th. That is John Cena's final match. Now, there are two shows between now and WrestlePalooza, and Brock Lesnar will be on the September 15th show, the Raw show. But I think there is a very good chance that old Brock Lesnar is going to make a surprise appearance on SmackDown tonight. So that would mean that tonight's SmackDown has the final SmackDown appearance ever by John Cena, the return of Brock Lesnar, and yes, I do believe we are also getting the return of AJ Lee on this show. And this, of course, makes the most sense because it's Chicago. I guess you could do it on a different day if you wanted to, like, swerve people or whatever. But I think tonight's the night. you could hold off on Brock, but I think Brock is in Chicago. I don't think he's there just on vacation. So I think it's going to be a pretty gigantic episode of SmackDown tonight. The rest of the show has, and they've already announced CM Punk is going to be on the show, so there's that. And we've also got the new United States champion, Sami Zayn, is going to appear on the show. And believe it or not, that is actually going to take me to a note on this past week's ratings, because I don't know how many people watched the Sami Zayn Solo Sikoa match where Sami Zayn won the title, but man, that match was awesome. Sami Zayn is great, and the heat for that match was unreal, and no one watched that SmackDown. It did a terrible number. It did like the worst SmackDown number since, I think, like 2023, and it was a show that was like preempted to be on FS1 or something like that. It did a horrible number, and then I guess people are saying Raw did a terrible number, but I mean, we don't really know because everything is so weird, but Dave believes Raw did a terrible number, and then the Dynamite show, actually Collision died a death. Collision did under 200,000 viewers, so it completely died. And then Wednesday's Dynamite also died. It did 472,000 viewers and a 0.11. So, very low total audience and a very low 18 to 49. And I think the notable thing is, when you hear all of these things, the conclusion is, well, it was just a bad week for everybody. But then along comes NXT, which actually did 655,000 viewers and a 0.14. So actually, and the 0.14 is not great, but NXT actually went up. It was the only show that not only didn't die, but it actually went up from the week prior. So, you know, for a lot of different reasons, there's a lot of college games. I mean, that's what really killed Collision last week, and probably SmackDown to a degree as well. But I think that, and I think they've perhaps recognized this, even though I talk about it like every single week, and it's a broken record, and people are sick of it. AW needs to promote their shows in advance. On Wednesday afternoon, literally at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern, we had two matches for Dynamite. That's it. And the funny thing is, about a month ago, they did two straight weeks where they advertised a bunch of stuff for Dynamite. Like, we had four or five things on Wednesday when I was doing Observer Live. And both of those shows, they did all right. And then the last 2 weeks, it's been back to, we're going to advertise a thing or two. And in both cases, the shows have died. And Collision had nothing advertised last week. Nothing. On Friday, when I was doing Observer, I'm sure they may have done something on social media the day of the show, but they had nothing advertised the day before Collision. And that show died. They had two things advertised for Dynamite, and that show died. And to their credit, we actually have five things already announced for Collision this Saturday. And so hopefully this will help. Saturday's Collision has Moxley and Daniel Garcia, Mark Briscoe and Takeshita, the All-Star 8-woman match with Tony Storm, Mina Shirakawa, and Statlander versus and Harley Cameron, versus Megan Bain, Tekla, Julie Hart, and Sky Blue. FTR versus Tommy Billington and Adam Priest. So that's Adam Priest's partner, Tommy Billington. And the TNT champion Kyle Fletcher and Don Callis are going to do a promo. So they do have five things announced for Saturday, which should help. But the other issue is Dynamite went off the air with Zilch announced for next week. And I don't think that you can rely on Collision. You know, when 200,000 people are watching Collision, that's not enough to promote Dynamite matches on that show. I think they need to go back to where they were in 2019 where Dynamite ended with, you know, Excalibur rattling off, and he shouldn't rattle them off this quickly, but he should rattle off 4 or 5 matches for next week's show, let everybody know what's coming, get excited about it. And it's funny because, you know, Tony's favorite promotion is apparently, you know, like 1983, 1984 Mid-South. And every Tuesday on the Brian and Vinny show, we sit there and we watch Mid-South wrestling from 1984. And like every week on the show, Mid-South wrestling ends with them telling us what's going to be on next week's show, getting us hyped up for the next episode. And I'm baffled as to why he doesn't do that. And I know someone here said, well, you know, he says injuries, whatever. Listen, we had a match on Wednesday for the tag team titles with FTR versus Brodito. Nobody in that match is hurt. There was absolutely no reason they couldn't have announced that last week. There's no reason they couldn't have announced it on Monday or Tuesday or even Wednesday. They didn't announce it. And there's no injury-related reason for it. He just didn't do it. And I think he needs to, whatever it takes to be able to put a card together, you got to do it. So that's my speech. I'm sorry you've heard it 50 times, but I can't help myself. It was a record low. It was, well, actually, yesterday we heard it was a record low rating, but apparently it wasn't a record low for Dynamite. But it was very low. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Going solo here today. We'll do phones and text messages here soon. But we got more news, including an update on the impending neck surgery for Will Ospreay. The Observer this week reported he had surgery to repair, or he will have surgery to repair, 2 herniated discs in a few weeks. I hesitate to even mention this because, like, everybody is different, and you never know what's going to happen. But I actually have a friend at Jiu-Jitsu, and on Wednesday, you know, they randomly brought up, I have a torn meniscus, and it's one of those deals where, oh, you know, you get the referral, the surgeon will get a hold of you or whatever. I swear to God, it's been almost like a year. I think it's a year in a month maybe. And I've had no surgeon contact me yet. And my knee's practically already healed, so I don't even know what the point is. But we were discussing this, and they mentioned, you know, I had surgery with this guy. I'll give me his information. But he did surgery on my herniated discs. And they also had herniated discs. And they said, man, I've been great. Like, no problems. I feel great. It's been years. He's like the greatest. So hopefully Ospreay can get this surgery and hopefully come back great. So we shall see. You never know. I mean, you know, there's numerous discs. I'm not a doctor, okay? I just know hopefully everything works out great for him as well. Although I do think that when he returns, he will probably change his style up because, you know, you don't want this to happen a second time. But, yeah. And this person here says, don't meniscus knit themselves back together? The meniscus is the one ligament in your knee that can heal. Like, you tear your ACL, like, those are all gone, but the meniscus will heal. And I did read that they kind of did a study on people that had their meniscus repaired, and it was like, after 1 year, the difference between people that had it surgically repaired and that repaired itself, they're very similar. So by the time I actually get a hold of a surgeon, it may be unnecessary. So that's at least good. Brock Lesnar is under a new contract. Dave also reports that at some point during his 2-year absence, so they were paying him while he was gone, but at some point the contract expired and he was a free agent. So he has signed a new deal, and It'll be for limited dates, obviously, because it's Brock. But, you know, Dave noted that the thing with the at last contract is it's not a contract you can extend because he wasn't hurt. They just chose not to use him. So basically, he was sitting at home getting paid an extraordinary amount of money to do absolutely nothing. He got paid every week. The thing expired, and now they have signed him to a new deal. So I'm skeptical that there's anybody in the history of wrestling that's made more money from wrestling than Brock Lesnar. And that includes guys like Hogan and Rock and Austin. That guy has made so much money, especially if you break it down by like how much did he make per how many dates did he actually work. He's probably the most highly paid wrestler in all of history, strictly for professional wrestling. So, and he lives on a farm and spends no money. So, yes, Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather are allegedly going to have a boxing match. I actually got a press release about this yesterday. Obviously, it will be an exhibition match because, I mean, Mike Tyson's like 59 years old. Floyd Mayweather is 48. Floyd is my size. Mike Tyson is not. But according to the press release and the big, you know, the poster gimmick, it's not just like it's signed. They have both agreed to the fight and signed to do it. So allegedly it's on. A CSI Sports is promoting the event. They have previously acquired the rights to HBO boxing events in addition to Tuesday Night Fights. They are on the USA Network, now on air on Fights Sports Network. And also American Ninja Warrior. And so, yeah, Mike Tyson versus Floyd Mayweather in a boxing exhibition. So there you go. That's going to be coming up at some point in 2026, is what has been stated. For all I know, probably Saudi Arabia. Why is this happening? Because some people have got a lot of money, and that's why it's happening. That's usually the answer to most questions when you go, why is this happening? Somebody has a lot of money, and they're willing to spend it on two people who will happily take a lot of money to go in there and do an exhibition. I'm willing to do an exhibition if anybody's got, like, you know, seven figures. We got more. Update on Lucha Libre, the AAA creative structure. So, according to The Observer, the new AAA creative structure is that Paul Levesque is at the top, obviously. His main creative help, Jeremy Borash, The Undertaker, Conan, and Dorian Roldan. Producers will be Matt Bloom, Pete Dunne, Chavo, Jack Melendez, the former Savio Vega, and Lince Dorado, and one other person whose name that Dave does not know. I wonder what this means for Pete Dunne. I presume he's still going to be wrestling, but he's going to be working as a producer for AAA. And Shawn Michaels will provide input, but he is not significantly involved because he is heavily invested in his NXT duties. So there you go. That is a creative team. Paul Levesque, Jeremy Borash, The Undertaker, Conan, and Dorian Roldan. I really want to go to this AAA show next Friday, but I don't think it's going to work. But I don't know why. I'm just absolutely intrigued. Then we have the announcement that WWE Vault on YouTube is going to be adding the Hulk Hogan Rock and Wrestling Saturday morning cartoon that aired in the 80s. Any of you grew up on that? Believe it or not, even though I'm old, I did not. It aired from 1985 to 1986, batches of four episodes they originally aired 85-86, but it's going to be released. WWE is going to be running episodes in batches of four every Saturday morning starting September 6th. They're going to air in chronological order. We'll drop at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and noon Eastern. There were 26 episodes. It says here Hogan was voiced by Brad Garrett of Everybody Loves Raymond fame. Rest of the cast was comprised of other voice actors, playing WWE stars like Andre, Junkyard Dog, and Roddy Piper. In the show, Hogan was the main good guy, while Piper led a group of heels. WWE Vault has 2.88 million subscribers at the moment, and a lot of the WWE archive is up there, and some rare footage. And obviously, when this Peacock deal is done, the question is, well, what happens to the archive? And I think this is like, well, obviously they're moving a lot of stuff to WWE Vault, and all else fails, it'll be a YouTube property. And I don't know how it would work in terms of, does YouTube pay them a fee, or how does it work? Are they just going to make money on advertising? I have no idea. But obviously, if somebody came, like if Netflix came along and were just like, we want your entire vault, we're going to put on Netflix, it's going to go to the highest bidder. But for now, it's looking like a WWE vault on YouTube is going to be the home for a lot of this stuff. And I think this is the first time ever these cartoons have been available. And actually, yeah, Rosendoza here notes that they could put it on YouTube as a subscription service, much like we do, video.f4wonline.com. That honestly would be the easiest thing. But yes, that is what they could do. All right, we're going to do some text messages here and emails. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. I am f4wonline@gmail.com as well. And we'll open up the phone lines during the break. I'll give you the number when we come back since they aren't open now. And that's the plan for Fun Friday. And you know, if you want a real Fun Friday, you should get a cameo from me. A personalized cameo. Can wish you happy birthday. A friend, a family member. I can bury your buddies. I can make fun of people. Whatever you want. $10 personalized. That's F4W Online on Cameo. So if you haven't done it yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. And if you've done it before, I don't know why you haven't done it again, if we're being honest. All right. This person says, is Blake Christian signed to AEW Ring of Honor? He's been appearing often and regularly. I'm pretty sure he's signed to Ring of Honor. I don't know that 100%, but I'm pretty sure. And when we come back from the break, we can address this one. Do you think it is too early for AEW to do a two-night pay-per-view? For example, night one could be all in, night two could be all out. We'll talk about that after the break, Observer Live. Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. The phone lines are open on Fun Friday. If you'd like to give us a call here today, 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. You can use the international web browser line, a very fancy name, callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That's callinstudio.com/show/WOL. Phone number 618-762-3275. Or text us 425-780-7566. So yes, the question of AEW doing a two-night pay-per-view, at most, at this point, I would do once a year. I could see doing all-in slash all-out weekend. All-in on Saturday, all-out on Sunday. Make it a big thing where people fly in from all over the world. The whole idea is to make all-in your WrestleMania. And as much as I hated the idea initially of a two-night WrestleMania, It is obviously a gigantic success because like 90% of the people buy a ticket to both nights. So you go from drawing, what did All In do this year? 25,000. You end up going from 25,000 to 50,000. You sell 50,000 tickets. You run two nights. You do some other things built around the weekend. And you sell two pay-per-views. I think that it might be a little more difficult with, you know, the way that AEW runs actual pay-per-view. You know, with WWE, it's like you get your Peacock, or now you get ESPN Plus, and you're not paying extra if WrestleMania is two nights. With AEW, you would be asked to pay $50 for the first night, $50 for the second night. They could do something where, you know, buy both pay-per-views for $75 and you get a discount or something like that. But it's going to be more difficult to do it with AEW the way they run traditional pay-per-view than it would be for WWE to do these two-night shows. But I think that the one show a year, their WrestleMania, I think you could do something. Because really, you know, what has WWE done with WrestleMania? You know, for many years, WrestleMania was just like a big show. It was like Survivor Series and SummerSlam and whatever. But they managed, after years and years of branding and such, to make it where it became the one show of the year that even if you don't watch WWE throughout the year, you're going to watch WrestleMania. And it's their big show. Everybody knows it's the one you need to watch. And I think AEW needs to do what they can to brand All In the same way, or whatever show they choose for their WrestleMania. But I think it is All In now. And All In, All Out, back-to-back, I don't think is a terrible idea. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Brandon here from Old Portsmouth, Virginia.
Yes, Brandon.
Happy Fun Friday, everyone. So I'm going to put my two cents in on the lively discussion you and Dave had about the counter-programming.
Oh, let's bring this back to life.
And all that. I know. Yeah. No, actually, so for one thing, on the East Coast, I'm all about some 3 p.m. Pay-per-views just because the late pay-per-views on the East Coast are hard to, you know, to endure. We have to get up early the next day. But one thing I was thinking, I think you kind of touched on this too. I mean, suppose Tony and AEW don't worry about WWE trying to counter-program them. I mean, maybe they just focus on, you know what, let's just put on the best show we can. Don't even, like, acknowledge what WWE is trying to do. Kind of like when you're online on Twitter and some troll's messing with you. You can respond to them, but then you've kind of given them that victory because you responded. But if you ignore them and move on with your life, you know, you don't give them that satisfaction. So that's just kind of a thought I had about this whole kind of programming situation.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, that is one of the reasons I thought they should have stayed because, you know, once WWE runs a show on the same day and you blink and you move, they know they got you. And they are going to, and I've pretty much been told this from people in WWE. It's like, it's it. They're gonna go after them, and they're gonna keep it up, and they're gonna, you know. I mean, it's. I don't think it's gonna happen for this show, but the day is gonna come where WWE counter programs, AEW moves a show, and then WWE moves their show. I mean, it's gonna happen at some point. I mean, they're going to screw with the guy because now they know this guy is going to blink. He's going to move his show. And, you know, there were even things I didn't even talk about on the Dave show. I mean, one thing that hasn't really been mentioned a lot is they screwed a bunch of fans. Like, if you're traveling in for the show, there's a bunch of things that have now gone wrong, okay? Let's say that you're traveling in day of the show, all right? Well, now the show is 3 hours earlier. So, potentially, you ain't going to make it in time. So, now you got to deal with, well, I got to change my flight there. So, let's say you do change your flight there. Or let's say that you got there on time and you can still make the show. Well, the show's now at 3, and you can't check into a hotel until 3. So, basically, I don't know what you're going to do with your luggage. I mean, I guess you can try and store it at the hotel or whatever, but they ain't going to let you take it into the building. You can't take it into your room. So now you got to deal with that problem. And the thing that people kept saying in defense of that was, well, sports do this all the time. Sports move the start time of shows all the time. Flex games, blah, blah, blah. That's all fine and good, okay? But that's sports. If your team is playing in the playoffs, then you know, hey, I better not fly in the day of the show because I don't know what time the game's going to air. They could switch it. In the entire history of AEW in 5 years, They have never changed the start time of a show 2 weeks out. It has never happened. So to say that fans should know because other sports do it, it doesn't matter what other sports do if AEW has never done it. Nobody buying tickets for this show thought 2 weeks out they're going to move the show 3 hours earlier. All those people are screwed, okay? And yes, I knew someone would bring it up. AEW did it with All In Texas. Do you guys know when they moved the start time for All In? Anybody remember? Anybody? April 4th. All In was like July 11th. They moved the start time earlier over 3 months before the show. 3 months before the show, they moved the start time earlier. This one was 2 weeks out. This has never happened before. So, anyway, that's my thoughts. I got plenty more. But I won't bore you all. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got more people on the line here. Let's go to wherever this is. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
My name is John California. I'm from California. And I was going to actually call about Max Caster's current gimmick. But your last caller brought up a point about the time of the All-In show being a little bit earlier,
yep.
Which I heard a theory that maybe it's because there's going to be no competition at that time, which means if you do watch a sports show that day, it would first be AEW's All-In, and it would go uncountered at that time, which means anything else after that, you'd have to wait till AEW's done. It wouldn't actually, the counter program wouldn't actually coincide with the show starting. So that could be benefit maybe to an earlier time. It worked for All In, last month. Just something I was thinking about. But I'm mainly calling because do you think Max Caster might be actively getting buried on the show? He doesn't rap anymore. Do you think it's maybe because he's going to NXT or Tony thinks he might go to NXT? And that's the reason why his gimmick and everything has been changed.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'll address both of those. I don't watch enough sports, obviously, to answer that question, but I have been given the impression that there's a lot of games on head-to-head with this AEW show. Like, the idea that there aren't any games on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think there are plenty of them. So I don't think there's any point during the day where you're going to avoid some competition. So there is that. And as far as Max Caster, I think they think that the guy's getting over. I don't think they think that they're burying him. I actually think this was like his idea. I don't know that for sure. But I mean, he's so into it that I think he came up with this idea to try to get himself over. And my issue with it is, even if he's gotten himself over to like a 3, the Acclaim were over to like a 9 or a 10 for a while there. And yeah, people got sick of him to a degree, but you could still watch an Acclaim match and like at worst, they even losing popularity were down at maybe a 6. He's at a 3 now. So, I mean, I guess it's cool. I guess if you want to be a single star and come up with an idea, it's certainly an idea. I don't think he's leaving. And the other reason I don't think he's leaving is because, I mean, historically, if his contract were coming due and Tony thought that he was, 1 foot out the door heading to NXT, guy wouldn't even be on TV. I mean, we've seen that countless times. If Tony thinks you're on your way out, with the exception of like Andrade, who we gave a win to, I think, on his last match, I mean, you're iced. So I think he just thinks it's a great gimmick. And he's going to try and get it over. All right. Let's go to the phones. Oh, we're going to Zimbabwe. Munashe is back on the show. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
There we go. I hear you now. What's up? Oh, man. Munashe, you got a bad connection. I can't hear you. I'll just read what you wrote. What fictional book character would be a great worker? Oh my God. That's a question I need to think about for like days. Fictional character would be a great worker. I don't even know how to answer this. It'd have to be any fictional book character is going to obviously be charismatic. And we might have to do this for I need some more time to think about this. I need some more time to think about this one. I'm sorry, Munashe. Fictional book character that would be a great worker. Anyone in the chat have any ideas? Give me some ideas while we go to the phones here. You're on the air. Who is this? What's going on?
Hey, Brian. This is Terry.
What's up, Terry?
Yeah, you know, the guy from I message you emails sometimes. Yeah, I just want to say I'm a great wrestling fan. I like to watch WWE, AEW. I like to enjoy it. I don't do any, you know, harsh criticisms. I'll put some minor ones there. But yeah, I have a question for you. What type of music do you like? Thanks.
What kind of music do I like? I want to thank you very much for the call. And yes, I know Terry sends me a lot of emails. What I do when I get in the car is I've got the big thing that like it's like this Apple Music thing, and it has these stations, and I end up listening to a lot of the like the energy station, which I don't even know how to describe what it has, but it's just like upbeat music, get you going. I always listen to that on the way to and from the gym, and then pretty much whatever my my kids want to listen to, which of late has been K-pop. Demon Hunters, I believe. Yeah, a lot of K-pop. So anyway, that's what I usually just do the stations on Apple Music as opposed to specific albums or bands. Back in a moment, Observer Live. I would say that I pretty much like all kinds of music, if we're being honest. But usually the stations will be like the energy station or they got a feel-good station. I like the 60s and the 70s stations. And even when I was in the 90s, I hated 90s music. But now I like going back and listening to it, so I don't know. Yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters, the most watched movie in Netflix history. My kids have watched about 60 times, apparently. So that's 60 of those views. We should get Dave to check out the K-pop Demon Hunter numbers on Netflix, see what he has to say about it. That's what I think we should do. Well, listen, we got a big SmackDown tonight, Collision on Saturday, and the Sunday Brian and Vinny show, we're going to be talking about both of those. That'll be the weekend show because we got no big pay-per-views this weekend. So that's going to be the plan. And Vinny and I were up yesterday talking AEW and NXT. If you want an old school Vinny needs to almost go for a walk episode of the show, that's it. Because that guy hates Vic Joseph. Boy, does he hate that guy. So we reviewed that show yesterday, and Dave and Garrett will be up this afternoon for subscribers. We got a lot of stuff. And don't forget to contact me before Monday if you want to do the 30-day challenge. It's a 30-day beginner workout through the Midlife Fit Club app, and there's an accompanying diet. You know, you try to eat right, no sugar, no alcohol, no processed foods. If you want to do that, we got about probably a dozen of us right now doing it. It's going to be through my subscriber X and wherever else. There's a chat on the app as well. So if you want to do that, let me know. And I will not read that, Michael. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.